Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I pray if there's somebody who hears this and you're not really sure what's going on here, you need to reach out to God. You can't work up faith. You're going to have to say, God, you're going to have to help me. Look at just for now, let's flip back to verse 6. Well-known verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Folks, God doesn't despise an uncertain heart if it's an honest uncertainty. You have every right to go to God from the depths of your soul and say, God, I don't know, but show me. But when you do that, you better have the conviction of your heart better be, whatever you show me, I'm going to say yes and agree to because of who you are. I am not expecting you to lay your cards on the tables, we've said before, and then let me decide. You are God, and I just need you to show me what's true, because this world is filled with deception of every kind. If I listen to the voices of my worldly friends, might be somebody that sits down the row from you that doesn't really know the Lord, but you're listening to their wisdom. Folks, we need to go to the source of all wisdom. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth. If it doesn't come from the heart of Jesus revealed to human beings who are willing to listen and agree and obey, then it is a lie from the pit of hell designed to destroy. It's that clear cut. That's the waters into which we are sailing. And I'll tell you, God's going to be with his people. When God inspired this account and he talks about all these people, he included them just as much as in the heroes of faith as those who did great things that everybody could see. But I'll tell you, the ultimate victory is to lay down one's life because I'm going to serve him. I don't care what it costs. It's worth everything to be born again, to serve him. Is it? Is he worthy of our lives? He who laid down his life so that we could have life. There are times, many times throughout history and right now in other parts of the world where people are being asked to lay down their lives. Did Stephen lose? Was he a loser when they stoned him to death? Now, God used him to give a great testimony when he did. But I mean, I'm sure there were people who died in utter obscurity. You know, I'm so glad that when God arranges such circumstances. Let's suppose that he's put you and me in a circumstance like that. And to all intents and purposes, it looked like we're shut away somewhere, suffering maybe, facing death. And they march us out and they take our life one way or another. And it's like nobody knows about it. It was just obscure, just something that happened. Well, Satan must have won that one. Did he? No, I think you know the answer. Satan cannot win. There's nothing he can do to separate the one we're talking about from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. The end of my story has been written. That's part of the conviction. That's part of the faith. I didn't come up with that. I didn't reason that out. God put it here. I can stand and believe him and know that regardless of how my story plays out, whether I'm to be part of some great demonstration of his power or whether I am to die in utter obscurity, I'm a winner if I put my faith in him and I die in faith. That's what being a winner is. Where I recognize that my life here has no value in terms of eternity. And if his purpose is that I lay it down and walk away and say, I believe you enough to lay down my life. I don't care if they say curse God and you can live or you're going to die. Reject Jesus or you're going to die. Which will you choose? We're going to need divine strength. You think he's going to give it to us? You think that same faith is going to be able to say, Lord, I need your help right now. Do you think he's going to despise that? I'll tell you, he is going to be right there with every single one. If his purpose for you and me is to do something great, he'll give us the faith to do that. If his purpose for us is to lay down our lives in obscurity, he will be right there walking through that gate with us. Whether I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you're with me. Praise God. I'm so thankful my story has already been written. Is that the conviction of your heart? But do you kind of see where we're headed and what it is that's going to carry us through? My strength won't get it. And I don't need to be so distracted by what the world stands for that I forget what's really going on. My loyalty needs to be the same. You remember the story behind that song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus? That village in, I think it was northern India, but it was in India anyway, long ago, where the village decided to crack down on a believer and his family. And they demanded that he deny Jesus. And one by one, they killed his children and then his wife in front of him. Is Jesus worth it? If something like that were the course that he set us on, is he worth it? Will he give the strength and the grace to stand? You know, I think many times we read a passage like this and we think of the heroes in terms of, again, what they've done that everybody can see, the great miracles. But I wonder if the greatest honors will be given to those at the end of this passage who endured the hatred of this world, who suffered the loss of their reputation, their possessions, their life, their comfort, whatever it may be. And they were willing to stand there and say, I believe, I don't care what it is, I believe in Jesus. My hope is in him. I'm not living for this world anyway. You take my life if you want, but I have one you can't touch. The same Lord who came out of that tomb victorious over Satan, over death, over hell, he's got the keys. There's no grave that can hold me. My hope is not in this world. Folks, you see where you got two worlds going on here, two kingdoms. I want my heart to be so in tune, so loyal to the kingdom that will stand, that whatever he sets for me, for my course, and for my place in this particular hour in history, he will give me the grace and the strength to stand and say, I will not deny my Lord. He is worthy. He is who he says he is. He is going to do what he says he's going to do. My hope is not built on anything less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. He who called me, he who gave me his righteousness, is also, in Romans 8:30, is it? He has glorified me. In God's mind, it's as good as if it has already happened. That's the conviction of my heart. It will carry me through whatever the Lord allows the devil to do, and God is going to get the ultimate glory. And I believe with all my heart, some of these obscure people they don't even name in this part of the passage are going to be lifted up. This is what it meant. These people honored me with their lives. And while you didn't hear about them on earth, I'm letting you know right now, here they are. These people were willing to stand for me when nobody else around them was standing. But they believed. There was a conviction in their heart. And that heart of faith gave them everything they needed to have to overcome the world. You see where the Lord's wanting to take us? I want him to grow my faith, and that's a dangerous prayer. Because how does faith grow? How does it get more pure? We're going to have to go through things where we have to make these kinds of choices. Am I going to serve him and do what's right, obey him, believe him enough to do what he says when it doesn't feel comfortable? When the world says you're crazy? Or am I going to give in and say, oh well, and try to bend the gospel to fit me? This gospel doesn't bend. It doesn't break either. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I don't know. There's so many things you could say, but I think the Lord's gotten across what he wants to say. This is what it's going to take. This is where we're headed. This crazy world. Every day there's something crazier and crazier that comes out. I think the story came out yesterday that there's some website that's been created for young people to help them to find a private place to chat with one another and with older people about all of these sexual things that's going on. LGBTQ plus whatever and transgender and occult things where you're basically dealing with demons. And you can do this, and there's a button on there on the screen where if your parents walk in, you can push the button. And it hides it. How many of you know what the CDC is? Centers for Disease Control. Guess what? They're pushing that. They're routing people to that website. Man, if you aren't aware of what's going on, you need to be. God has got to, we got to let God build a conviction in us that is so strong, so geared to his word and his word alone, that we're going to have everything we need to stand, but it's going to take standing. It's going to take making hard choices. But I'll tell you, God's going to be with us to the very end of the age, and not one that he has foreknown will be lost. Thank God. So let's walk forward with our eyes open, realize what's going on, but realize that faith is the thing that overcomes the world. You know, it doesn't say faith will win the victory. We sing that in our song, and I guess that's true in a way. But faith is the victory. See? You get the difference? You can say faith will make this happen, and that's victory. No, faith, just standing sometimes, if that's all there is, I'm going to die, but I'm going to die believing, that's victory. That's not defeat, that's victory. And the devil will have done, like we say, everything that he can possibly do. And we're going to stand there, and the Lord's going to be with us. And we're going to be the ones standing there, not because of anything we've ever done, but because of Jesus. And we're going to be honoring him and casting any crowns down before him. If we're one that has died and he's given us a crown because we were willing to lay down our lives, we're going to say, here it is, Lord. I'm only here because you laid your life down for me. You're the one who deserves the praise. To him be the glory. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.